time now. Only retreat or surrender. Or death.
Well, that's an easy choice for us, Arcadian. Spartans never retreat. Spartans never surrender.
Go, spread the word. Let every Greek assembled know the truth of this.
Let each among them search his own soul.
While you're at it, search your own.
This is the Warrior Mind Podcast, and I'm your host, Greg Swanson. Podcasting from beautiful Bend, Oregon, the Warrior Mind Podcast is a personal empowerment series that gives you the information required to develop a mindset of a warrior, maximize your human potential, and achieve peak performance.
Over 400 years and going strong, with over 200,000 downloads from over 9 countries and 5 continents. I'm Greg Swanson, and this is the Warrior Mind Podcast. To find out more about Warrior Mind Coaching and Training, please visit us at www.warriormindcoach.com. Well, greetings, everyone. Hope you're doing well. I just an update on my CrossFit Open. I finished, well, we all did, well, at least I finished the Open yesterday, did thrusters and rowing, and I must say that it was quite the experience. It was, I'm going to write a post about it, about my experience with it. It really helped solidify my mental training, my physical training, and it was just a great, great experience. The camaraderie is fantastic, and just had a great, great time at it. And going to go out and celebrate this weekend up here in Bend. It's gorgeous. The flowers are blooming. The trees are blooming. It's 70 degrees and just gorgeous. So regardless of where you are in the world, hope you find time to get out and just walk around and enjoy your area, because everybody's area, there's something beautiful around it, and there's something that can help change your personal energy. We're going to talk about personal energy here in a few minutes, but the best way to shift your personal energy is to get out in nature, whether it's a small park nearby, whether it's up in the hills, in the mountains. But just getting out in nature has this great shift in your personal energy. And your personal energy is kind of what attracts, well, not kind of, it does. It's what attracts people and events into your life. And your personal energy, a lot of times, is determined by the thoughts. You know, the TFAR model goes that thoughts lead to feelings. Well, these feelings, if we put a label on them, are then called emotions. And these will emanate out through around you, kind of like your aura. And they'll emanate out, but they go on forever. And these vibrations will then attract back to you things of a similar nature. So this is why when we start looking at thoughts and positive thinking, it's critical to understand that, because if you don't know what you're thinking, and this happens a lot, it may sound strange, but there are times where we go through the day and we really don't pay attention to what we're thinking. We don't pay attention to our thoughts. However, if you just stopped spontaneously throughout the day and asked yourself, how are you feeling? And then, oh, what was the thought I was thinking? Because there's this premise with neurolinguistic programming that it's just not NLP. It's basically it's been around for a long time. Is that the mind and the body are always connected? It can't be separate. There isn't you can't work on the body without affecting the mind. You can't work on the mind without affecting the body. But here's what, on so many levels, if you're thinking, we'll just say empowering thoughts instead of positive thoughts, because one person's positive thought may be somebody else's negative thought, if you will. So we'll just call it empowering. That is the thought that you're thinking directing you towards the life that you want? So when you're thinking these empowering thoughts, your physiology, how you stand, how you breathe, how you walk, changes, and people notice this. This is part of that vibe, right? Then people say, wow, he's got a really good vibe. Well, if you're also thinking disempowering thoughts, your physiology will change also. You'll be more slumped. You'll be, you know, maybe not walking with that spring to your step, and people will notice that. And if you saw two people, One was standing up straight and smiling and walking with confidence, and the other's head was down, looking at their feet, kind of shuffling along. Who would you want to go have a conversation with? It's just that simple. Yet we don't understand, a lot of us at some point, is what are we emanating? What vibes are we sending off by our physiology, by our body language, which is directed by our thoughts? And on a deeper level, when we have a continuous cascade of disempowering thoughts, it will affect us physically with diseases of some type, right? Ulcers and cancers and neck aches and back aches and all of these aches and pains that we feel in our body, generally speaking, at some level, if you haven't been working out, and I understand those type of pains, but if you just go, man, I just got this pain going on, that generally is your unconscious mind saying, pay attention to something, and it usually has stemmed from a disempowering thought. So not only will it affect your health, so this is where the personal energy comes in, right? You have this personal energy, this charisma or lack of, and you have your personal health that's associated with it, right? You feel strong, you walk with confidence, you have control of yourself, if you will. And when you have these disempowering thoughts, you're kind of slumping around, you're just kind of not, you're playing more the victim on that side. So when we can start to change our thoughts consciously, change our thoughts, and there's a couple of ways to do this. We could either change our physiology, that is, if we know that we're in a disempowering position, that is, our head is sloped, our shoulders are forward, we're breathing shallow, we can change our body by standing up straight, taking deep breaths, looking up at the sky, opening our arms, breathing deeply, and it will automatically change our energy. And when our energy changes, our thoughts will change. So this is what's wonderful. We don't just have to depend on our thoughts, although that's where I work mainly with, but we can work with any one of these. If you can think of your thoughts, right, there's some things that just bring a smile to your face. It may be a basket full of kittens. It may be spending time with your significant other. But at any point in time, you can go and create those thoughts, and your energy will change. And then you stand straighter. You talk more confidently. So the key is you don't have to, if you are dependent on your current external environment to control your thoughts or to give you your thoughts, you have released all your power and your personal energy to a person, place, or thing, which means that you are the victim or you are on the effect side. But when you know that you are in control of your energy, your personal energy, by how you think and how you stand, you are then in control, and this is the first step of controlling your life, that is creating the life that you want. So regardless of what a person has said to you, regardless of what the event is, you can go into your, quote, happy place and create an empowering image. I am sure that if you go back to your memories, that there has been at least 5 times in your life when you've been extremely happy. Well, you close your eyes, you go back to that place, you see what you saw, you hear what you heard, you feel what you felt, and you will transform from a disempowering state to an empowering state. And it can happen in as little as 3 seconds. It may take longer if the mental imagery doesn't come, but you can do this. And then once you shift that, your personal energy changes, and then you have back control. Then you can create wonderful things. Then you're attracting wonderful people, places, and experiences into your life. And this is, you can use this technique if, let's say, you have an important meeting with your boss, or you want to have a serious discussion with a friend or a significant other. You can get into it's better to have these discussions when you are in a good place as opposed to a place of desperation or a disempowering place. Because sometimes these difficult conversations, they tend to create some sort of anxiety because we really don't like to have these conversations, but we know we have to. It may be asking for a raise. It could be asking a significant other or friend to stop behaving in a certain way, and we're afraid we're going to offend them. So we want to make sure that we address these topics in an empowering state. And so before you have these conversations, you can create this image or go back to this place. It could be, you know, hiking and you find this beautiful lake and you feel so serene. Go back to that. Shift your energy and then have the conversation. Shift your energy to a higher vibration. Get your personal energy vibrating higher and then have the conversation. And you'll be amazed at how that will help you with that. Personal energy and positive thoughts or empowering thoughts, they just go hand in glove. And when you can control and look at your thoughts, look at your thinking and work on changing that, your personal energy will change and you'll feel alive. I mean, I'll just for an example, this last workout for the Open, when I first heard it, my personal energy shifted. My thoughts were like, oh my gosh, this is going to be so tough. And I started to slump my shoulders. I started to get discouraged even before I went to it. And then I negotiated with myself, and there's processes that I used on myself to get myself up there. And then by the time I attacked this workout, I was on fire. I was just determined. I knew what I was going to do. But it was a shifting. It was paying attention to my thoughts, understanding how it was affecting my body, and then slowly shifting them. And this is what I'm asking you to do this week, is spontaneously look at your body language. Is it exuding confidence? Is it exuding your personal energy to the best it can be? If not, what thoughts were you thinking? Change those thoughts. Use a time in the past, if you have to, that you felt confident, that your personal energy was at a higher vibration. Go to that place and see how it can shift and change. And practice that throughout the week. And I think you're going to find a big difference in the results that you create. In my book, Develop the Mental Strength of a Warrior, I discuss this more specifically. I mean, this is basically the heart of that book. I encourage you, if you haven't yet, to pick that up. You can find it on my blog, warriormindcoach.com/blog. There's a little banner on the right-hand side. It's also in a Kindle version on Amazon and also on Create Space. There, you can order a hardcover book there. But I also want to thank everybody for the feedback I've been getting. Really appreciate the feedback, the positive feedback on these podcasts that I've been doing. Really appreciate you taking the time, letting me know your thoughts. And so would love to have you continue to do that, to give me thoughts, give me your feedback. You can do that by going to warriormindcoach.com/blog. Look for the Contact Me tab and send me a note or a voice message.
Thanks for listening to the Warrior Mind podcast. If you like what you heard, please tell your friends and subscribe at warriormindcoach.com/podcast. Also, make sure you sign up for the Warrior Mind newsletter and check out our blog at warriormindcoach.com/blog. Until next time, live with courage. And remember, every facet, every compartment of your mind is to be programmed by you. And unless you take your rightful responsibility and begin to program your own mind, the world will program it for you.
I am not a warrior. Very soon.